Hey friends, and welcome to another episode of the NSN Ship Support Podcast. I'm Megan Weaver Culbertson, your host, and today I'm just going to share a little bit of a personal and professional introduction so we can get to know each other better. I am 32 years old, just celebrated my birthday September 30th. I am a Libra, and I have been married to my husband Bradley for 3 years on October 12th. And in November, we will have been together for 10 years. I am close to my parents. My husband's family is fantastic. My sister is one of my best friends, as well as my sister-in-law. And I have a few other really good friends who have supported me through a lot in my life. So I consider myself very lucky to have so many great people in my life. I am a dog mom to Southpaw, who is now over the Rainbow Bridge after a cancer battle. He was the ring bearer in our wedding. My mother-in-law made him a tux, and that matched the guy's tux, and it was just the cutest thing ever. He was the sweetest dog. He was about 35 pounds, long, kind of bow-legged, had an underbite. Go over to my Instagram. You can see pictures of him, and he was just the sweetest boy. It was horrible when he passed. My husband and I grieved a lot, and it was just a very hard time for us. And it was also when we were newlyweds, so it was kind of a hard start to our marriage, but he was the best boy. So sweet. I said I wasn't getting another dog after he passed, that I wasn't going to be able to take the heartbreak. And about 4 or 5 months after he passed, I went to visit one of my best friends in Florida, and she had a dog that had been surrendered to her vet practice because his owner had thrown him outside and broke his leg. And so she was like, you know, maybe you and Declan seem to really have a good bond. Maybe you should consider taking him home. And I was like, yeah, I'm not ready for a dog. I don't know how Bradley would feel, my husband. But I ended up renting a car, and my dad and I road tripped home with Declan, our now 3-year-old dog, who is one of the best things to ever happen to me. He really helped to heal not only mine and my husband's, but a lot of our family's broken hearts from the loss of Southpaw. He is full of energy. He encourages us to get out and walk and hike. And before I started having some chronic health issues, which we'll go over, he encouraged me to run a few times a week. And yeah, he's just the sweetest boy, much bigger than our old dog. When we got him, he was about 45 pounds, and we were told he wouldn't get much bigger. He might just fill out a little bit. And he got much taller, and he now is a light 80 pounds and believes he is a lap dog. So that's the story of our dogs. I also have a cat that I got when I very first moved out for college. Someone was getting rid of this little kitten, and of course I was like, oh, I'll foster it until we find a home. And then she never found a home. So Annabelle has been with me for 13 years. She has been through all my adult life, honestly, you know, college and breakups and dating Bradley and getting married and being roommates with my sister. She was with it all. So, yeah, she's the best cat, and I love her, and just lucky to have animals in my life that have meant so much. You will find out if you follow me on Instagram, my personal Instagram, or blog Instagram, I guess we could say, Peace Love Nursing, and probably through this podcast, that I love animals very much. They have a very special place in my heart. I don't have human children, but I do have a very special connection with my pets, so I'm very thankful for that. I also have a blog that I started about 6 years ago when I was in my RN program, Peace Love Nursing. It started out as a nursing blog, but now it's really become more of a lifestyle and nursing blog. I try to blog Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Every Wednesday, I try to do something related specifically to nursing or nursing students. And then on Mondays and Fridays, I might do something nursing related, I may do something mental health related, or I may do something like a weekend recap, or this Monday I shared all my pictures of the fall foliage. But when I started Nurses Supporting Nurses, I decided to transition PLN, or Peace Love Nursing, my blog, into more of a lifestyle blog, because I just had a lot I wanted to share, and I kind of wanted it to be a little bit more of a fun and relaxing outlet, since NSN can be kind of heavy with the support group and just a lot of mental health education and, you know, it's a little more structured. So I just really want to peel in to kind of be something fun. And I do make a little bit of money off the blog, not a lot, but I do get a little bit of income off that and off the journal I published for NSN. But all of that money goes back to NSN to help us grow. And now we'll go on into my nursing journey. I started out as a certified nursing assistant. I worked in a long-term care facility for just a few months, and I quickly realized that was just not the place for me as a CNA. So I went to home health, and I did that all through my LPN program. I loved it. I had some of the best clients, and I got to know them, and I loved the one-on-one, and it was just great. In 2012, I graduated from my LPN program, passed my NCLEX, and I started working on a short-term rehab unit in a long-term care facility. So I worked night shift every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for over 3 years while I was getting my prereqs done for not only the ADM, but the BSN program. So I went ahead, decided I'm going to get my associate in science, get all my prereqs done before I start the RN program, since I have an LPN job that I like and I'm making decent money at. So I was going to school full-time, working full-time, and then I was accepted into the LPN to RN bridge program. And at that point, I cut back to PRN at my LPN job, and went from nights to day shift, which honestly was kind of a nightmare. I did have a lot of shifts where they would allow me to come in on Friday to our subacute unit and do admission, discharge, and order processing. So I would go in, I would take all the orders, and we didn't have computer system then at the long-term care. So a lot of nurses my age do not have this experience, but if you've ever been around downtown when you have to take written orders and things, you know it's kind of a nightmare. But that's actually how it was in the skilled nursing facility that I was at. So I would, you know, take off the carbon copies of the orders, fax them to pharmacy, actually handwrite on the MAR a lot of times the order. And, you know, so I actually hand processed the order. So the doctor would write on the physician order. I would take the copies off. I would scan it to pharmacy so they could fill the med. I would put it on the MAR myself, usually handwritten. Yes, handwritten. I would write it on the MAR. I would make sure the nurse knew that the order was in. And yeah, it was... And we also hand charted. So, you know, I've done narrative charting with hand charting. So I definitely have a lot of experience that I am thankful for from skilled nursing. But there's a lot that I didn't care for in skilled nursing that I think needs to change. But that is for another episode. After I graduated the RN program, passed my NCLEX, I went and was staff on a cardiovascular telemetry unit for 3 years. I really loved it. I loved working with cardiac patients. I took care of pre and post heart cath patients, non-STEMIs and STEMIs. We did pacemaker placements, EP studies, ablations. We had people with any type of arrhythmia issues, so people going in and out of sustained VTAC that needed drips, AFib that needed drips, pretty much all your cardiac issues, except for we got CABG or open heart patients ready, but we did not take care of them after because they needed to go to a quote-unquote clean unit. We also served as a step down for the hospital because the hospital didn't have any type of PCU or step down. So anyone that was too sick for the med surge floors, but the ICU didn't have a bed or wouldn't accept them or they weren't quite sick enough for the ICU, we took them. So I got a lot of experience. You know, we had a lot of GI bleeds, CVAs, renal failure, all those type of things too. So it was a really great experience. My preceptors were amazing. I still talk to one of them today. I had some really fantastic charge nurses that really helped me become a good nurse and taught me a lot. I still talk to some of them today. And I ended up being a nurse preceptor. And I absolutely loved precepting new nurses. I really have a special place in my heart for both student nurses and new to practice nurses. I precepted both of them. I did take a few nursing students, and I also had some new grads that were going to be working on the floor. And I just think that it really taught me a lot about being not only a good nurse, but a good person. And I still love hearing what my preceptees are up to and where they've gone in their nursing career. Most of them have left the floor that I was on and gone on to new specialties. And it's just so exciting to see them grow and find what makes them happy. Well, then came the pandemic, as we all know, and I had always planned on being a travel nurse. My husband and I, long before we got married, we knew we wanted to get an RV and go travel and maybe a travel nurse. So when the pandemic came and they stopped doing all these elective cardiac surgeries and stuff, I decided, you know, now's my time. I want to go help my fellow nurses. I quit my job, and 3 weeks later, I was driving to Washington, D.C. with my sister in the middle of a pandemic to go work my first travel nurse assignment. I worked in Arlington, Virginia, so right on the other side of the river of D.C. On their COVID unit. Mostly, but I was part of Float Pool, so I went to 13 different units. I didn't know where I was going until I walked in and got it off a post-it. And with my unit at the hospital, I honestly hardly ever floated. I think I floated maybe two or three times in over 3 years because we were just always so short-staffed. And we were the higher acuity, so they didn't really float us unless we went to ICU, which we were kind of close with the ICU, so I knew those nurses and things, so it wasn't really like floating. So I went from never floating to being a float nurse as a travel nurse, my first travel assignment in a very big 500-bed hospital, much bigger than I was used to. It had a trauma center. It had residents, which I also had never worked with. So that was a really big turn of events and change for me. But I loved it. I learned to roll with it. I learned that, you know, you can use your nursing knowledge in a lot of different ways on a lot of different units, and you don't necessarily have to have that as your specialty to be able to take care of the patients. Obviously, there are specialized patients in every specialty that needs a specialized nurse, but, you know, I learned a lot. I learned to be resourceful and find information on my own, and it was just a really awesome experience. I then went and did 3 contracts in Florida. It was only supposed to be 1, but I really enjoyed the unit I was on, the area I was in. The hospital was only like less than half a mile maybe to the beach, and it was on the water, so it was gorgeous. It was close to Kennedy Space Center, so I got to see a lot of rocket launches and go be nerdy at the Space Center with my husband, which we love. I was close to my parents. I was only a couple hours from my grandparents. So it was just a fantastic place to do an assignment. I was making really good money, like double plus what I was making as a staff nurse working overtime. And in my Florida assignment, I only worked 1 overtime shift in 9 months, and I made over double what I made as a staff nurse working overtime in 12 months. So very lucrative. I worked with amazing people on night shift. I really enjoyed the hospital. But I was there for the Delta wave, and it just really took a toll on me. 2 years of COVID already had taken a toll on me, but the Delta wave was just so awful, and we had so many deaths, and we were so short-staffed, and the nurses were just so, the stress and anxiety was literally palpable in the hospital. People couldn't have visitors. It was just a very hard time. I didn't take another contract after mine ended in November, because I just knew I really needed some time to heal and to kind of decide what I wanted to do with my career. I then got COVID in January. Yes, I worked COVID for 2 years, never got it. Took a couple months off to take a break, and I get COVID. It makes no sense, but that's where we were at. And I ended up developing long-haul COVID, so I was having a lot of issues with my heart rate going up, palpitations, fatigue that was just awful, brain fog, and I'm still working through all those things. So I have not been able to go back to work on the floor, or as a travel nurse. So So I took some time off to kind of work on my mental health and my physical health. And now I run NSN. We do our weekly support groups. I've published the journal. I do things like the newsletter and now this podcast. And I also recently got a job doing Medicaid assessments. So this is for patients that are getting non-skilled CNA care. They have to have a nurse visit before services start at 30 days, then every 90 days. So I do some office work for them. I do education with the certified nursing assistants, both that are already on assignment and that will be starting with the company. And I get to go do in-home assessments. And I'm really enjoying that. It's really nice to get some time to go and talk to a patient one-on-one and not be rushed. And, you know, honestly, it's nice to not have them fighting for their life and me to be fighting for their life, to just kind of have some time to talk to people and, you know, help them in a new way that I haven't gotten to do in a very long time as a nurse. So I'm really enjoying that job. It's a nice change of pace. And yeah, that's kind of my nursing and personal journey so far. I would love to hear about you. So if you want to hop over to Instagram, nurses.supporting.nurses, I'll put it in the show notes. I'd love if you sent me a message and gave me a little introduction about yourself. That is all for today's shift. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's affirmation for your shift ahead is I am capable. Whatever this shift throws at you, you are capable of overcoming it. And being a good and competent nurse, CNA, nursing student, whatever it may be. And I hope you have a great shift. I will talk to you again soon.